Where did the wise man build a house? The wise man built his house upon the rock. What about the foolish man? The foolish man built his house upon the sand. Very good. If you're lost and have no clue what I'm referring to, it's a song that many of us grew up singing in children's church. There was a wise man and a foolish man, and they both built a house. And then the rains came down and the floods came up. It's all based on a story Jesus told in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. What is Jesus talking about here? Brick, wood, or concrete? No, he's talking about your life. What truths you have built it on, how you live, how you treat people, and the condition of your spiritual foundation. He describes each type of man before he goes into where they actually build their house. The wise man, he says, is like everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice. The foolish man is like everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice. This makes me think of a science project. Why? Because my girls both had to do one this year, so the scientific method is fresh on my mind. So stay with me on this. It's a life experiment comparing these two men, one wise and one foolish. They both build a house, same design, same custom construction and everything. What are the variables? The independent is the part of the experiment that changes or is based on their different choices of where to build their house or where their foundation is laid. Both men experience the same constants of life, the rain, wind, and the rising floodwaters. After the storms of life pass, we see the results, the dependent variable, or how their life is measured and what it looks like after the storms. The wise man's house stands strong and secure, unshaken. The foolish man's house does not stand. It is destroyed. Why was it? With this story, Jesus is wrapping up a big talk on the side of a mountain. Go read Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. He's put a lot on the table in how to live life. He teaches, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He's talked about being salt and light. He's turned the law upside down and put the focus on our hearts and motives, telling us to love our enemies, to lay up our treasures in heaven, treat others like we want to be treated, not to worry, not to judge, and to stay connected to the Father in prayer. He's mapped out how to live and then basically gives us all the choice. Will you be foolish or will you be wise? Will you hear truth and live it or will you hear truth and turn away from it? Where is your house built? How are you living your life? How are you leading your children? How are you serving those around you? In a culture where the trend is rising to walk away from the church and to walk away from faith, hearing people deconstruct their Christianity and unravel their truth, friends, if our faith is based on mere rules, religion, and tradition and not a grace-received, personal saving relationship with Jesus Christ, then our foundation was always on sinking sand. So yes, those walls will fall. The wise hear the gospel of Jesus and live it, speak it, practice it. As you stand on a rock-solid foundation of deep faith roots, when the waves and wolves and distorters of truth and storms of life come, you will not be moved. Your foundation stands firm. That's the truth. You may need a foundation check today. If it's on anything other than Jesus, it will not stand. Be wise, hear truth, and live it. I'm Lori Klein.